It's stories from Theo and Matt. Theo, how long's it been, mate?
Missed 2 years.
2 years? We haven't done a podcast in not quite 2 years, but it's been a couple of months. My voice is still a little bit croaky. I haven't been well. But, hey, Theo, are you excited to get back into podcasts?
Have you ever turned red?
I have turned red before. Do you know why people turn red?
Why?
Sometimes they get a bit embarrassed.
Or maybe sometimes they turn into a red panda.
I wonder which one this is going to be. What do you think is going to happen? Welcome back. We are back and we're going to read you some more books.
So,
I've forgotten who we are, Theo. It's been so long. Who are you?
You know your name and I know my name.
All right, okay. Okay, Theo, fair enough.
You see, you just said what my name
is. True. I got your name. Uh-huh. Okay, we're going to try to get through this. Maybe, Theo, you can do a little bit more talking because my voice is a little bit croaky. Let's give it a go. What's this one called?
Turning Red. Let's see which one it is. Panda or Embarrassed.
Okay. This one's adapted by Cynthia Liu. And what do we normally say before we start a book?
Let's start chasing a red panda.
Let's do it. Mei-Lin Lee, or May for short, was a fun and feisty 13-year-old. She loved animals, making dumplings, and playing the flute. She adored her friends Miriam, Priya, and Abby, and her number one favorite band in the entire universe was...
Four Star Town!
Is it Four Star Town or Four Town? It does have a star.
Yeah, it is Four Star Town.
Looks like there's five people in it in there. Look like a pretty cool band. The hottest band of the year, this magazine says. May also loved her home life, but she kept it very separate from her school life. She and her parents, Ming and Jin, took care of the Lee family temple, where they honoured their most revered ancestor, Sun Yi, guardian of the red panda. Ooh. One night, May had a weird dream about enormous red pandas, and they didn't seem very friendly. When she woke the next morning, she discovered something huge and very furry. What happened? Can you read it?
It was one of these things. Red, embarrassed, or red panda.
What do you think it was?
You don't know. That is a movie, you think, so it's definitely a red panda.
She had turned into a giant red panda. For real, look at her looking in the mirror, looking horrified. Now she's hiding in the shower, behind the shower curtain, away from her mum because she's a giant red panda. May panicked. She hid in her bathroom. How could she show her furry face to anybody? Ming tried to check on May, but the smoke alarm went off in the kitchen. Oh, my porridge, Ming said as she hurried off. May dashed to her room, then took a deep breath to calm herself. Poof. Her panda ears disappeared. Look, she's just lying down. She lost her ears. Poof. She took another breath. Her tail disappeared. And before long, she was back to her human self again. Except now, she had red hair. What? May went to school and hoped no one would notice anything different. But a boy named Tyler started teasing her in front of everyone. May got upset and poof, her panda tail came out. Oh no, she can't control it, Theo. May went to class and calmed herself down. She pretended everything was normal, and then her mum showed up at school. Everyone gaped at May's mother. May, Ming cried. It's Mummy. Oh, May was embarrassed. Poof, she exploded into Panda May and barreled out of the classroom. Hey, Thea, I think I was right. She got what? Embarrassed. And she turned into the red panda. So I was right too. Huh? Mm. Yeah. When Mei got home, Ming revealed that her ancestor, Sun Yi, along with all her female descendants, had the ability to turn into red pandas. Thankfully, there was a cure. During the next red moon, they could perform a ritual to seal Mei Panda's spirit in a talisman like her mother's. Ah. Until then, Mei would have to keep her panda hidden. The next morning, Miriam, Priya, and Abby arrived to check on Mei and to tell her about an upcoming four-star town concert. When they came face-to-face with Panda Mei, they screamed. Mei burst into tears, but her friends cheered her up. After a group hug, Mei turned human again. She was able to control her panda, and that meant she could go to the four-star town concert. Yeah. Mei showed her parents how she could remain calm, even under extreme circumstances. They were impressed, but Ming still wouldn't allow Mei to see four-star town. Mei and her friends wouldn't take no for an answer. At school, they tried to figure out a way to raise money for the concert tickets. Mei poofed into her panda to help inspire ideas. Unfortunately, two girls walked into the bathroom and saw her when she was transforming. They were like, "What? Was that Mei? And she just turned into a panda?" "You are the cutest thing ever," exclaimed one of the girls. They loved the panda so much, they even offered to pay for it. Hey, that gave Mei and her friends the idea of the century. Use the red panda to raise money for their concert tickets. Look, they're taking photos, selfies with the red panda. What a great idea. Before long, Mei was the star of the school. Their plan was working. Even Tyler loved her. He asked Mei to entertain the kids at his birthday party. But now there was a new problem. Mei learned that the Red Moon ritual was on the same night as the four-star town concert. What are they going to do, Theo? Mei's grandmother and aunties arrived to help with the ritual. On the night of the Red Moon, the ceremony began and everyone chanted. Moments before Mei was fully separated from her panda, she decided she couldn't go through with it. The ground shook and the temple filled with red smoke. When it cleared, Panda Mei was standing there in all her glory. "I'm going to the concert," she yelled as she ran out of the temple. "How could she do this to her own mother?" Ming exclaimed. Her fury was so intense that it shattered her talisman. Oh, that's the talisman. It's like a little necklace. I think that's where they...
Where she stops her from turning into a panda.
Yeah. Panda Mei ran through the streets toward the concert. She leaped into the stadium and poofed back into a girl. Miriam, Priya and Abby embraced her. "Four-star town! Four-star town! Four-star town!" the crowd chanted. One by one, the pop stars took the stage. Nothing could ruin the moment for Mei, except the humongous red panda. It was Ming. What? Their mother turned back into a panda. "Mei, Mei," she roared. The stadium was in complete chaos while gigantic Panda Ming with glowing red eyes towered over the crowd. As Mei's family arrived and began to prepare for another ritual, Mei and Ming fought like they never had before. "You are in big trouble, young lady," bellowed Ming. "I'm shutting this down right now."
"Mum, no," Mei shouted. "This isn't you," Ming shouted back. "This is me," Mei exclaimed. She was so mad, she launched herself at her mother and crashed into her. Look how much bigger would you say the mother is?
About 18,090 feet more tall.
I agree with you. Like, she's taking up the whole stadium. Hey, everyone left. There looks like there's no crowd. Do you think they're a bit scared?
Yeah.
Yeah, they all left. Thwomp. Panda Ming fell to the ground. She was out cold. Mei's grandmother and aunties
each broke their talismans. Oh, look, they all turned back into pandas. Poof, 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 poof. They pulled Ming into a circle and began performing the ritual. Mei and Ming ascended into the astral realm. Ming walked through a mirror, separating herself from her panda. She beckoned Mei to come with her, but Mei shook her head. I'm changing, Mum, and it's not perfect, but I like it. I'm finally figuring out who I am. Ming relented. She placed her hand against Mei's. Don't hold back, she told her daughter. The farther you go, the prouder I'll be. Right, so in the astral realm, it looks like, kind of looks like they're human again. You reckon?
Yeah.
After that concert, Mei's life changed forever. For the better. For once, there was harmony in her life. She could hang out with her friends and spend time with her mum. And she didn't have to hide her true self from anyone. Mei was free to be whoever she wanted to be. She looks happy. Look in this photo. She's there as the red panda with all her friends and Four Star Town. And her aunties. Are they her aunties?
Yeah.
She looks happy. Did you like that book?
Yeah.
What did you like about it?
There's a bit. There's the bit where the. See? The dad was like.
Oh, yeah,
why is he running with a paint circle.
He was running away. That's funny.
With paint coming out of his pocket, making a circle.
Yeah, making a circle so the mother wouldn't get out of there. I like how at the end, Mei really figured out who she wanted to be. She could be a panda as well. Hey, kids, I hope you enjoyed that. We are back.
I don't want you to say that ever.
Well, nothing's changed. Theo is still crazy. And we hope to see you on our next episode. Bye.
101 episode right now. 102 episode coming up soon.
That's exactly right. See ya.